There was a young boy who went to church, and they were singing like we're singing today, and there was incense and candles and Christmas trees, and he wrote a letter to Jesus, to God. And the mother read the letter, and the letter said, "Boy, God, we had a great time in church. I wish you could have been there." It's sometimes easy to misunderstand or to forget what things are about. Did you ever have someone ask you, pray for them? Or did you ever say to someone, "I will pray for you"? Sometimes when you ask someone to pray for you, they'll say, "What's wrong?" As if prayer is only necessary if something is wrong. It's like an Olympic athlete who goes to his trainer and coach and says, "What's the least exercise I need to do?" The coach would say, "That's not the kind of attitude we want for the Olympics. You should be asking, what's the most that I need to do? How can I exceed my present condition?" And we need to do the same for our spiritual Christian life. Don't ask the question, "What's the least I can do? What's the bare minimum?" From the moment you're a little child, you should say, "Why don't I pray to God to make me smarter? Why don't I pray to God to give me more patience? Why don't I pray to God so I can have more joy in my life?" Because if prayer, as it is often defined, is a relationship with God, then every relationship does not begin with the question, "What is the least I need to do to have you for my friend?" You should always ask, "How can we strengthen our friendship? How can we develop our relationship? What more can I do to prove to you that I'm a sincere friend, a good friend who has not only my own life in mind, but your life, your interest?" So just as the boy misunderstood and thought God was not in church, sometimes we think about prayer and we say, "Geez, everything's going okay. Why should I pray?" Because you should seek perfection. You should seek to be better than you are. You should seek the gifts of wisdom, of discernment, of perseverance from a God who is very generous to those who ask him. Because prayer is not something that is simply done. But when prayer is a relationship with God, it changes us. It makes us better. And God's grace works in us in untold ways. So when someone asks you to pray for them, don't let the first thought be, "What's wrong?" But let the first thought be, "What a beautiful idea. I prayed for someone so they can be smarter, so they can listen to their parents, so they can be honest in their work, so they can be discerning of all the things in life." So prayer, a relationship with God, is the road to becoming better and better each day. It's not a cry of desperation. It's a relationship filled with love. Христос рождається.